Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Mark Kirchhoff, the Homeless Youth Program Coordinator for Rainbow House here in Columbia, and Kelsey Louder, the former shelter director. They spoke about how youth experiencing homelessness look different from other homeless populations. Here's Mark.
I think to me the biggest misconception that I try and I guess educate people on is what youth homelessness looks like. Everybody associates like homelessness with looking impoverished, looking skinny, looking malnourished, things like that. But really, I think one of the biggest things is when I first came into the homeless youth program and was working with the kids, I realized that these were kids I passed every day in high school, like in the hallways. They had nice backpacks. Some of them came from, maybe came from money. Not many. Most of them were from pretty, some pretty low-income families for the most part. But they looked, they were still teenagers that could find resources and wanted to look okay in school. And they may have sneakers that are just a couple years older than everybody else. But it was just that, like, you can't identify a homeless youth based upon your preconceptions of what homelessness looks like. And I think that was the biggest kind of shock to me and eye-opener is that, I pass people every day that didn't know they were going to sleep where they were going to sleep that night or didn't know where their next meal was coming from. I think that raised my awareness. But for the most part, our high school kids, they're couch surfing, they're moving from home to home, they're with friends, or their families are in doubled up situations that are very unstable. And that's what it really looks like. It doesn't necessarily have to be, them sleeping on the streets. And I think like kind of redefining that definition, I don't know if that's really a saying, but like taking a closer look at what defines a youth as being homeless and it's that instability and that's, that sense of chaos that really defines somebody as homeless. So,
well, yeah, I feel like we've talked about a lot that it can almost, in areas like Columbia, can almost be harmful if we tell too many stories that aren't reflective of what it actually looks like. So, like, I want people to know that it is possible that a youth could be sleeping on a park bench or that a youth could be sleeping in an abandoned building or whatever. I want people to know that that's real. But I feel like if you only tell those stories, then people who just this isn't their everyday, aren't going to realize that it's just as much, if not more, we need to be helping those youth who are couch surfing and all those things you described because they're a majority of the youth we see. And if they're sleeping in a friend's house, even though it's unstable, hopefully it's a little safer than sleeping on the streets. And we can, like I said, hopefully keep them safer a little longer while we're trying to connect them to something more stable. But if we just ignore them and wait for a youth to call us and say, I slept on a park bench last night, we could be waiting for a while, and we're not helping those who really need it.
That was Kelsey Louder and Mark Kirchhoff speaking about the misconceptions others may have about what homelessness in a youth population looks like. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.